والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، today inshallah let's thank Allah and pray His blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Today inshallah we'll be reading الحديث الخامس والثلاثون عند السادس والثلاثون عند السابع والثلاثون إن شاء الله عند الثامن والثلاثون إن شاء الله. It's about four narrations. We read today إن شاء الله. We ask Allah to make us understand better than it to be explained. The first hadith, الحديث الخامس والثلاثون, the 35th hadith. That hadith is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. In that hadith, Al-Imam al-Nawawi wrote that عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره التقوى ها هنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه رواه مسلم. This hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Hafizul Ummah, Abdurrahman ibn Sakh, we had mentioned that is from amongst the companions who are popular with their kunya, min al-mashhurin bil kunya, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Hafizul Ummah. He said that qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, La tahasadu. Do not make hasad of yourself. That is, do not envy yourself. Avarice. Envy. La tahasadu. Do not envy yourself. Let there be no mutual envy amongst you. La tahasadu. Envy is another big word. But what it means is that a person dislikes a favor Allah has done to a person. Somebody has been made by Allah to be perhaps rich. The one who is not made rich considers the other person as an enemy because he is rich. So he hits him and begins to say, look at the one that Allah has made rich. Look at the one that is rich. People like this are supposed to be the people who are rich. People have a slang, they say, money miss the way. That the money does not know where it was supposed to go to. So this is hasad. So they detest it, they hate that person has it. And the worst form of it is that those who hate that a person has such things, and they also wish that he loses that benefit Allah has given him. So people could just hate it, but they don't wish that he should lose it. So people hate that he has that gift from Allah. It could be knowledge. It could be anything. It could be good handwriting. It could be anything. It could be a wife. A brother can make hasad of his brother because he married a sister. And I wish I'm the one who married the sister. He starts getting annoyed, angry. Is this the one we're supposed to marry so-and-so? His brother. He's annoyed because he thinks he's in a better position than the brother to get that favor from Allah. It is Allah that distributes favors. Allah is said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَابَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَابِ. So let not a group of people look at what Allah has done to a group of people over them and say, no, we want it. We don't want those people to have it and all that. It says, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Let each person ask Allah's favor. That woman or that money or that knowledge that that person has, if you pray to Allah, Allah will make you have it. If you like something that Allah has given to a person, if you pray to Allah, Allah will give it to you. So to like what another person has is not hasad. Brother has something and you like that thing, you like to have that thing too, it's not hasad. Well, that is rapport, not hasad. That's why Imam Fudayl ibn Iyad, alayhi rahmatullah, he says that يَغْبِطُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا يَحْسُدُ. He says الْغِبْطَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْحَسَدُ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. Imam Fudayl ibn Iyad says يَغْبِطُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا يَحْسُدُ. A Muslim can like what another person has, but he does not hate that another person has that thing. He likes what the person has, but he does not hate that person to have had that thing, does not hate it. But he also likes that thing. It's normal. It's from the fitrah from which Allah created man, that if we see anything good, we like to have it too. It's not strong, it's considered as good for Alhamdulillah. So he said, alayhi rahmatullah, that yagbitu al-Muslim, al-Mu'min. The Mu'min can like what another Mu'min has. The believer can like what a believer has. So the believer has knowledge. He likes it. He likes to be like that. This ripper. So the believer has from the favors of the dunya, money, anything from this dunya. He likes to have it too. This ripper. He's not wrong. But he says, وَلَا يَحْسُدُ. The Muslim does not hate that. Why is it him? لَا يَحْسُدُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. He says, أَلْغِبْتُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. To like a good thing that a person has is from iman. وَالْحَسَدُ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. And to hate what a person has had, or to pray that that person loses that favor from Allah, is from aspects of hypocrisy. So Allah, from the lips of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it revealed to him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us as Muslims. He says, "La tahasadu." This wawul jama'a refers to all the ummah, all the Muslims. Should not make hasad of one another. No Muslim should make hasad of another Muslim. It's very, very common. In fact, some of the scholars have mentioned that the disease that is most common amongst learned people is the disease of hasad. If you are looking for hasad, look for people of knowledge. It is amongst them you are going to see hasad. It is from the fitan that is associated with being learned. Hasad. Perhaps one is good in Arabiya, the other one is better in Hadith, the other one is better in Fiqh. The one who is good in Arabiya is having hasad of the one who is good in Hadith. The one who is good in Hadith has hasad of the one who is good in Arabiya. The one who is better in Tafsir has hasad of the one who is better in Hadith. Because for him to explain a verse of the Quran, he always has to ask, is it not authentic? So it's like, why do I have to go to this man? So he begins to hate the man. لِمَا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. For what Allah has given him of his favors. So like that. But some of the very, very noble ones among the scholars of Islam, we are not like that. And that's why Imam al-Zahabi in Sirat al-Mubala, I say it is normal that an alim is good at a field of study and it's not good at another field. He says, كَسِبَ وَيْ هُوَ يَعْرِفُ اللُّغَ وَلَيْسَ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ إِنْدَهُ. He says, Sibawi has Logha Arabiya, but it is supposed to be the mother of linguists. The mother, the apostle of linguists. But he does not know anything about Hadith. In fact, he started as a Muhaddith. He is from the teachers of Imam Hammad ibn Salama. He says, Anazara ila Logha. He says, oh, let me try to study Logha. He became Logha. He forgot everything about Hadith. He says, let me look at Logha. He went to Logha and went like that.
So scholars are like that. And the same thing, people like Al-Imam Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, La Yarif al-Arabiya. It was so, Imam Zahadi said to him, Sierra Lamura, Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, he screams al-Arabiya. لكن في الحديث هو إمام في الفقه هو إمام but this technicality of Arabia he does not know it. That's what Imam al-Zahabi said عليه رحمة الله. So this way Allah has created this dunya. He gives this one this, he does not give him that. So may Allah not make whatever is given to us as wabal for us as a means of punishment. Because some of people are giving something, it is for that thing that they will be punished. So, don't make hasad of another person. You can have good thought. You can love what Allah has given to him of goodness that you too should have it. But don't hate that he has it, what he don't have. Don't hate it. And don't like that he loses what he has while you gain that thing that he's losing. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu, la tahasadu. Ikhwan, this is serious disease. Hasad. Disease, real disease. May Allah save us from this disease. We have a lot of ahadith to read today. So let's just quickly go ahead. La tahasadu. The Prophet said, do not envy one another. He says, wala anajashu. Also, do not disrupt the trade of one another. A brother wants to buy something, perhaps maybe, alaykum salam, maybe for 5 naira. The good actually worth 5 naira. So you start telling the people, that I'll buy it for 10 naira. So as to prevent the one who wants to pay 5 naira from paying, this is sludge. It is prohibited in the Sharia. So in some cases, the seller and that person announcing the price, they used to arrange something like that. So they go and arrange it. So the thing is only worth 5 naira. He says 10 naira, 15. So you know, no, the nature of man is that nobody likes to bid at a price lower than that. You can't say 14. Somebody is saying 15. You can't say 15 or higher than that. This is nice. Don't do so to your brothers. Because it will make them hate you. It will make them have booked for you. وَلَا تَنَاجَشُ Don't disrupt the trade of one another. وَلَا تَبَاغَضُ Do not hate yourself. Don't be angry. You see the boy that is angry. It's common. Some people, when they see some people, they are annoyed. وَلَا تَبَاغَضُ Don't be annoyed with one another. Don't hate yourself. Hatred. People used to say, I hate so and so. Don't say that to the Muslim. La tabaghadu. Muslims should not hate yourself. And from the evils, when we mention the evils of voting and political parties, is this tabaghad. You see, it's not possible that two people are in opposite political camps and they have a hab amongst themselves. It is tabaghad that you are going to see. And Allah has prohibited tabaghad. Say, wala tabaghadu. Do not hate yourself. Everything that leads people to hating themselves is prohibited in the Sharia. So when he talks about khamr, he says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ So from the evils of khamr is that for me, it will bring what? It will bring hatred amongst the Muslims. And then to prevent them from remembrance, giving remembrance of Allah. Adawa, hatred, baghda, mutually being annoyed at one another. And then it will prevent you from giving remembrance of Allah. So whatever brings about hatred amongst Muslims is also prohibited. Ikhwan, frankly, that also is how these organizations people come. When a man is in Qareeb, he does not like the one who is in NAFA. Frankly, when a man is in NFS, he does not like the one in TMC. When a man is in NFS, he does not like the man in Tabani. Basically speaking. That's why most of these people can't be together. And you see what the Prophet said. In this hadith, he says, وَكُونُوا ibadallahi ikhwana. So how can ikhwaniya be possible? How can ukhuwa be possible in this circumstance? Everything, every group of people forget themselves, and like he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullu hizbin bima ladayhim. Each person claims, each group of people claim the best. They are the best. This one claims they are the best. This one claims Adam, CFC, MSC, and all the rest of them. That's it. So they attack one another. They, you know it all.
So it says, wala tabagabu, do not hate yourself. Then he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, wala tadabaru, do not turn your backs at one another. Tadabu, don't turn your backs at one another. Some days ulama say it's not proper that a Muslim turns his back at the rest of the Muslims. So the day we performed salah, his brother left the salah. After the salah, he was admonishing the people, but he was backing them. He said, you are insulting the people. He prohibited that action. Is prohibited. You face the people. And that's Ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. When he talked about the Prophet, so when the Prophet talks to any person, he's facing the person. He does not back the people. Talking to the person, he faces him. He faces him. You have something to eat, he does not back him, and he's backing him. Talking to him from behind. He faces the people, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So that is also from the aspect of this prohibition when he said, wala tadabaru. In fact, some of the scholars, like Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen in his Sharh Riyad al-Salihin, prohibit that when people pray, someone comes in front, away from the sufuf, and is backing the rest of the people. He says it is from it. So he says, wala tadabaru. Don't turn your back at one another physically, and don't turn your backs at one another sensually. That is, don't become opposing parties to one another. Wala tadabaru. Sometimes it's so bad that some Muslims, two Muslims are in a place rather than in a meeting discussing a matter and all that. Somebody says one thing, the other one will definitely oppose him. This is prohibited. This is from this prohibition when he says wala tadabaru. This one, with anything he says, they say the opposite. Also, we say again, this is from what you find in modern day political party institutions. It is not possible that somebody in a political party and he does not have this attitude against the other person in another political party. He will always say, their heart, that's how it is. Until that person crosses the carpet, as they say, to their own party, ah, al-an huwa min ikhwanihim. Lakin, before that time, la. So the Prophet prohibited us. And everything that leads to that which is prohibited is also prohibited. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa la tadabaw, alaykum salam. It says, wa la yabi' ba'dukum ala bay'i ba'din. Let not any group of you trade upon the trade of the other group. How? Let not any one of you or any group of you trade upon the trade of the rest of you. How does he trade upon the trade of his brother? He trades upon the trade of his brother when his brother formalizes a trade with a party. He wants to buy something. He buys a thing, for example, for 10 naira. And he goes behind and tells him, if you had come to me, I would have sold you for you at 8 naira. So you see, he's going to cause disaffection between that buyer and the first seller. So la yabi'ba'dukum ala bay'i ba'din. Let's not groups of you or individuals amongst you trade upon the trade of your brother. Or they had agreed to meet tomorrow. I'll bring the money tomorrow. He went to him in the house and said, that money is too much. How much did you say? He said, 2 for 5 naira. I said, I give you 4 for 5 naira. And in many cases, when things like this happen, it may not even be possible. Like he will go and bring his own, it may seem, I know there are some expenses, and so I won't be able to give you that 4, but I now give you 3. But because he knows that 3 is still greater than 2 that the first person wants to offer. This is bayu ala bayi ikhwan. This is trading upon the trade of brothers. It is prohibited. La yabi' ba'dukum ala bay'i ba'din. Let not any one of you or any group of you trade upon the trade
of the other group. Because all these things that he's talking about are things that destroy the community. Tahasud, Tabagud, Tabdabur, and Bay of Ba'din, Allah Bay in Ba'din Akhar. Allah Bay Ba'din Akhar. All of these, they destroy the community. Because they implant hatred that never ends. They'll be looking at themselves, they will be smiling, but inside is enmity. This is the way of the Jews. That's why Allah told us in the Quran that تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You only consider them to be together, their hearts are falling apart. He had warned us, he says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So all of what we bring about this forcation, this breaking of the Muslim community, are some of these things that have been mentioned here. ولا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبع بعضكم على بيع بعض. وفي سيد سبحانه عليه الصلاة والسلام says وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. It says وكونوا two ways. This is explained. وكونوا يا عباد الله إخوانا. That is Ya ibadallahi, kunu ikhwana. That is, O servants of Allah, be brothers. O servants of Allah, be brothers. That is, wa kunu, that is, Ya ibadallahi, kunu ikhwana. O servants of Allah, be one single brotherhood. This one way. Oh, wa kunu ibadallah, be servants of Allah, ikhwana, as one brotherhood. They are both the same, but coming from different language. وَكُونُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Be servants of Allah. All of you should serve Allah as one single brother. Or, all you servants of Allah, be one single brotherhood. So what? وَكُونُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. So if a Muslim considers the other Muslim as his brother, he will not make hasad of him. Because he had told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, previously, that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. That no one truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So that is good for hope. So there will not be hasad. There will not be tabagud. Because he loves for him what he loves for himself. He will not hate him. There will not be tadawa. He will not turn his back against him. He wants what he wants for himself. He also wants it for his brother. And that is why he told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the same Abu Huraira. He says, وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُمْ مُؤْمِنًا. Love for your people, love for others what you love for yourself. You be truly a mu'min. Just love it for him. So, and then in that case, he loves what he loves for himself, for this brother, of khayr. There's a ziyada of min al-khayr. We have discussed this hadith before. The Imam al-Nasa'i, Imam Ahmad, reports min al-khayr. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. Of good. Good things. He loves for himself, he loves it for his brother. He loves it for himself, he loves it for his brother. He loves it for himself, he loves it for his brother. He loves it for himself. How will the community be? Community of people who love good for themselves. So there will be no hatred, no tahasud, no tabawud, no be'u ala be'a, any body. So, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, for that. He says, Al-Muslimu akhul muslimin. The Muslim is the brother of the other Muslim. Al-Muslimu akhul muslim. The Muslim is the brother to another Muslim. He says, Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwatun. So certainly the Muslims are a single brotherhood. He says, Fa'aflihu bayn akhwaykum. So make sure that you harmonize, you reconcile amongst your brothers if there's any problem. So al-Muslim akhul Muslim. The Muslim, in another hadith, Mir'atul mu'min. Al-mu'min or al-muslim mir'atu akhi. Imam Bukhari reported that in Adab al-Mustadrak. The Muslim is the mirror of the other Muslims. Ulama says his mirror. Because the mirror makes you see what ordinarily you do not see about yourself. So that you can rectify it. So the Muslim is the mirror of his brother, because what he does not see of himself, he is seeing it. So he helps him to rectify it. And it is difficult that a person looks at a mirror and he does not have to maybe comb his beard or is happy, alhamdulillah. Meanwhile, if he looks at him, you see what you need to adjust. So the Muslim is the mirror of his brother, it makes him see his faults. And he helps him. Because when you start combing your beard or adjusting something in front of the mirror, does the mirror go off you? It helps you until you have finished adjusting yourself. And it can even tell you again, you are okay now. The mirror tells you that psychologically, you are okay now. So this is how the Muslim should be to his brother. He helps him see himself. He helps him adjust his shortcomings and failures. He says, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. La yazlimuhu. The brother will not make zulm of his brother. He will not be unfair to him. He will not cheat him. La yazlimuhu. Wa la yakhbuluhu. He will not fail him. A Muslim will not fail his brother. This hadith, today when I was reading the hadith, something came into my mind. That is that most times when things like this are discussed, we hear it. But these are the same things that are common among Muslims. If you see two brothers that are very close, it's because they have not traded together. When they start trading together now, they will hate themselves. It's very common. When anything money connects them now, you see. So zulm is coming from one angle. So where? What's wrong? We are not talking about people, just the general Muslim. We're talking about people who consider themselves as conscious Muslims. It is because they are not. Just let them start trading together now. Money connecting them, then you see. Or one of them is employing the other, then you see. You see the hasad, you see the books, you see everything is there. You see people waiting that, let him talk, you see what I'm talking about. In the meeting. And he had warned us, he said, wala tadabbur. So, let's not make it something we just talk about. It's good to think about it. This hadith in Adab al-Mufrad. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, irhamu turhamu, waghfiru yaghfirillahu lakum. Says, waylun li akma'il qawd. Says, irhamu turhamu. Show mercy to people, you will receive mercy. You know, there are other narrations. It says, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمَ الرَّحْمَنِ. The one who is merciful to people, Allah will show mercy to you. Then it says, وَغْفِرُوا. Pardon people, overlook their mistakes. يَغْفِرِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your own mistakes too. Now it says, وَيْلٌ لِأَقْمَاءِ الْقَوْلِ. حَقَمَ قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَامِ. That woe to those who are أَقْمَاءُ الْقَوْلِ. Akma'ul Qawl, ulama say, those who hear something, they don't retain it, talk about putting it to practice. The woe to them. They hear something. They don't retain it. It does not stay with them. Talk about them acting on that. They don't keep it in mind. They don't act upon it. So, wailun lam. Akma'ul Qawl. He now said, wa wailun lil musirreen. الَّذِينَ يُصِرُّونَ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Those people who continue upon a sin while knowing consciously that this is a sin. وَيْلٌ لَهُمْ. So let's not make it a situation where it is from those things we have heard, so that we will not fall from those who are أَقْمَاءُ الْقَوْلِ, speakers and listeners. فَلَا يَخْزُلُهُ. The Muslim does not fail his brother. At the time that he needs his assistance, he fails him. He may need his assistance in two ways. He said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, أُنْصُرْ أَخَاكَ وَالِمَنْ أَوْ مَظْلُومًا. Help your brother, whether he is the one being unfair, doing the wrong, or is the one that is wrong. So you help the wrong by helping him against the one who wrongs him. And you help the one who is wronging by helping him put away his wronging the person. There is a hadith in Silsilat al-Sahiha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man was severely punished in his grave, was hit with hammer and all of that, severely in his grave. And it was asked, what did he do? And it was said that he passed by a Muslim who was oppressed one day and he did not help him. He passed by a Muslim who was oppressed one day and he did not help him. So he's punished in the grave. So لا يخذله. A Muslim does not fail his brother. ولا يكذبه. He does not lie to him. ولا يحقره. He does not look down upon him. Look at this thing. The people who look down most upon people now are Muslims. More so, you wear beard, the trousers are up, they are looked down upon. Sometimes people curse that they are looked down upon. Because people must have izzat nafs. And Imam al-Shafi, alayhi rahmatullah, he said, if I know that, Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya quoted this statement in his book, Zammul Hawa, which is a part of the book, Rawdat al-Muhibbin, the last section. That Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, alayhi rahmatullah, Imam al-Shafi, said that, if I know that drinking water will bring disruptive to me, I will not drink that water. He had strong or high sense of honor, strong sense of integrity, personal integrity. So sometimes people lose their sense of integrity and they are disgraced. This is something else. Like when people don't dress well and they go to places, it disgraces them. It's not even from the sunnah of the Prophet. He dressed well, combed your beard. I used to tell the people, it's not compulsory that a man has three clothes. Two is enough. He wears one today, he's cleaning the other one. You'll be clean at all times. But we see that it is common. People disgrace people and look down upon them. Especially Ustaze. That's why one of the scholars has been saying that, in fact, these days we consider it as very important that Muslims and those who ascribe themselves to Islam, who are trained as people of Islam and Sunnah, should look well at all times and do things that are big. Because those big things should be connected to their deen at the end of the day. It should be connected. The connection at the end of the day will go to their Islam. The connection will go to their Islam. So it is important. In Sirah Alamul Nubala, Imam al-Zahabi, alayhi rahmatullah, brought a statement from Imam Shahar ibn Hawshab, where he said that the one who wears a popular cloth, the cloth that is known to be popular in the town, is soon disgraced by Allah. The cloth in the town. And the one who wears a big rag is soon disgraced by Allah. Imam al-Zahabi said, no, this statement is wrong. That if it is done, the izzat to deen, to bring izzat to the deen, because the izzat goes back to the deen, that it is even mustahab that the Muslims should do. That is, it is even encouraged. If the izzat will go back to the deen, it is even encouraged to do. So some of the things that you do, the izzat that comes from it, the honor, the prestige that comes from it, goes back to your Islam, it goes back to your Sunnah, it goes back to your Salafiyah. So, Don't look down upon people. Don't behave in such a manner that you will be looked down upon. So the Muslim is not talking that he looks down upon the people. So the brother does not look down upon his brother. One common thing amongst people who are related by blood is that if one is a millionaire, the other one is nothing. You see, he does not do anything. You still say, my brother. Is it not correct? That is the rule. The opposite is cat. The opposite is the opposite. It's not the rule. The rule is that brothers, no matter how different they are in terms of material comfort, they still know that this is my brother. I mean, I'm talking about the blood brothers. Actually, even Muslim, no matter how much wealth or honor or whatever Allah has given him, he still realize that this is my brother. So and so, as he realizes that it is his brother, he should not be unfair to him, he should not fail him, he should not lie to him, he should not look down upon him. So, but because all of these things are controlled, you have a control panel, or the fulcrum. And that fulcrum is the heart. He had said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that inna fil jasadi mudghah. Aha. Iza salaha salaha al-jasad aha wa iza fasada. So he addressed that thing that ataqwa aha. The panel that will bring about the Muslim not dismissing his brother and not being unfair is taqwa, the love fear that we have. And that fear is here. Some say no. The reason why he mentioned it here is that we should know that wealth and all of these are not indices for life. The indices for honor in the sight of Allah, in akramukum inna Allahi atukakum is taqwa. So he said, okay, it's taqwa. So taqwa ahun. He says the taqwa is here. He says, wa yushiru ila sadrihi salasa marra. And he pointed to his heart three times. At taqwa ahun. There's a point here that's important that we mentioned. And that point is that many times the scholars of hadith, if they want to draw a rule from a matter, they will say that that issue was not mentioned, that if it were there, it would have been mentioned. Let me bring one little example, alhamdulillah. Ulama say that when we stand up from ruku, we do not put our hands on our chest. That if it were sunnah, it would have been mentioned. If it were sunnah, when the companions, people like Wa'il ibn Hujr, people like another companion who describes Salah at length, Ibn Khuwairis, La, what's his name? The one who describes Salah at length. He came in a wafd with his people. And they stayed 19 days with the Prophet Salah. Say 21 days or so with the Prophet. They are 19 in number. And in the end, the Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they should return to their people. When they got to their people, he was describing the Salah of the Prophet Salah. Because the Prophet asked him, when we go back to our people, what should we do? He said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Malik ibn Khuwairis. Hadith is in Bukhari. So he said, what will make these? He fold his hands, he recites surah, he raises his hands again, he goes on ruku, he recites and so he stands up. And then he didn't say he fold his hands. It means he did not fold his hands. If he folded his hands, he would have reported that when he stood up, then he folded. One of the things that proves something like that is this statement of the companion here, that وَيُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ صَلَىٰهِ The prophet pointed to his shoulder. When he's talking to them, the way he talks, how he talks, what he did when he talked, they will mention it. So if he had mentioned, if he had stood up and folded his hand, they would have not seen anything. That they didn't say it meant that he didn't do it. Because their absolute is that they will tell you every detail about him. When they didn't say it, know that it didn't happen. If it happened, they will tell him. They will report it. The ones that they didn't see, they will go and ask Aisha, how did he used to do this one? How did he used to do that one? Please tell us. So when they didn't say it, it means it didn't happen. Look at this. Taqwa ha-huna. Ha-huna is what he said. So what is huna? He says, Yushiru ila sadri. Aha. He was pointing to his chest. So this is the way of the thinking of the people of Hadith. When it is not mentioned there, it is not there. If it is there, they will say it. At least it will come in one riwayah. When they say one man said, one person will mention that it was so and so. When you don't see, don't bother to find out. It means they don't want to tell you. Like the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam distributed some property after the Ghazwa of Hunayn. The hadith is in Bukhari, Muslim, in Adab al-Mufrad, other books of hadith. And one of the companions from Ansar said, Wallahi, hadhihi kismatun ma urida bihi wajhullah. That this division was not done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet distributed. Ibn Mas'ud said, look, I will report you to the messenger. He says, he went to the Prophet. The Prophet, so and so said so and so. He said, the Prophet's eyes changed. And he was red. He said, Hatta waditu anni lam ma akhbartu. He said, waditu anni. I felt that I wish I had not come to report the matter to him. And what did he say, alayhi salatu? فَقَدْ أُوذِيَ مُوسَى بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرَ. Musa alayhi salam was injured, was insulted in something greater than this, but he was patient. This companion, if you search for it, you hardly see his name. You search. If you see, tell me. The companion, because he said, مِنَ الْأَنْصَارَ, it meant that it is not likely to be from the munafiqun. Else he will not say, مِنَ الْأَنْصَارَ. He says, قَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ, Ibn Mas'ud. He didn't mention his name. So when things like this happen, they mention it to come out that person. Radiallahu anhu. So you don't have to know that person who said that kind of a statement about the Prophet Muhammad. That this division was not intended for the sake of Allah. And he was saying, وَاللَّهِ هَذِهِ كِسْمَةُ مَا أُرِيدَ بِهِ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So, what we are saying is that when they don't report something, it means it didn't happen. If it happens, they will return. But fuqaha don't think like this. Many people who make fiqh, they don't think like this. You say, the normal thing, and when you stand up, you must put your hand on it. Is it reported that he needs to do so? Alayhi salatu wasalam. Report. So here, he put his hand on his chest, and it was reported. And then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that بِحَفْدِ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمَ. بِحَفْدِ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمَ. It is sufficient evil for a person. He looks down upon his brother who is a Muslim. It's enough evil, enough sin. He looks sin for a Muslim. That he looks down upon his brother. Muslim looking down upon Muslim is sufficient thing for the Muslim who looks down upon the other. Let's not look down upon the people. Don't forget that the opposite of looking down upon the people is pride. So the one who is looking down upon the people is already proud. Allah will soon disgrace him. That's his promise to the proud people. Because that cloth is his own. Who takes it off them? May Allah remove pride from the hearts of Muslims and from my heart and the heart of the listeners. They said again, alayhi salam, كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. All of the Muslims and what belongs to the Muslim is prohibited for another person. How? That is, the Muslim should not take from the Muslim, or the Muslim should not kill the Muslim, or he should not take from him himself and what belongs to him. It is prohibited for the other Muslim. What are those things? Damuhu, his blood. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do not kill a Muslim. Do not kill a soul that Allah has honored except for its rights. And we know what those rights are. Oh, we have read it in the hadith. So it says, Damuhu, kill a Muslim. وَمَالُهُ He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْخُذُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ Don't take your property from one another in means that are not permissible. Don't dispossess yourself of your properties illegitimately. وَإِرْضُهُ Don't also inflict or injure the honor of your brother. This one, please, come on. Don't injure his honor, his earth. People disgrace themselves. Easily. Disgrace him. From that, he's making riba of him. And as it is said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ Mentioning about your brother, about what he likes, dislikes to be mentioned about riba and namima, they go together. So it is prohibited to kill a Muslim, it is prohibited to dispossess him of his property, and it is prohibited to injure his honor. All of these things are things that are known. Let each of us just think and adjust appropriately. Rawahu Muslim. This hadith is supported by one Muslim. We have 1 hour 20 minutes. We have spent 36 minutes to explain one of the hadith.